Mass migration nation, Germany starts importing economic migrants direct from Africa. By Chris Tomlinson and Jack Montgomery on February 25, 2023. The German government has announced a new migration scheme in Africa to recruit supposedly qualified migrants to do jobs in Germany, despite its Turkish guest worker program being a historic disaster. German Employment Minister Hubertus Heil and Development Minister Svenja Schulz, who are both members of the leftist Social Democrats, SPD, announced the program while on a visit to Ghana, adding that similar programs would be set up in other African countries. "Qualified employees are a way of guaranteeing our standard of living into the future," Minister Heil claimed according to a report by European Union-funded website Info Migrants. "We need to be alert to the possibilities of finding qualified personnel both within our country and without," he continued, adding, "if it is managed in the right way. Migration can be an enormous potential for developing our economy in the countries we work with as well as in our own country." But previous experiments with using mass migration to beat supposed labor shortages have been a disaster, with hundreds of thousands of Turkish guest workers, who began to be imported from the 1960s, integrating poorly. So that as of 2017, some 3 million Turks and German actually had a collective unemployment rate 3 times higher than the national average, according to Reuters. The influx also added previously unknown cultural issues to the social mix, such as clashes between ethnic Turks and ethnic Kurds on German streets. Healthcare is said to be one of the sectors focused on as part of the African Migration Employment Program, although the World Health Organization, WHO, has reportedly claimed that Ghana, in particular, has its own shortage of qualified professionals in the medical field. So Western countries plundering it for skilled health workers is morally questionable. Nevertheless, the leftist government and other officials are insisting on more immigration, with chairman of the German board of the Federal Employment Agency Detlef Scheele claiming in 2021 that the country needed at least 400,000 new migrants per year in order to make up for labor shortfalls. From nursing to air conditioning technicians to logisticians and academics, there will be a shortage of skilled workers everywhere, Scheele said, claiming that, "why you can stand up and say we don't want foreigners but that doesn't work." German Economy and Climate Protection Minister Robert Habeck made similar comments last year, saying Germany has 300,000 job openings today and that Germans should expect that to climb to 1 million and more. But Germany has already seen huge influxes of illegal immigrants, asylum seekers, and refugees in recent years, particularly from Syria, the wider Middle East, and Africa, who even more than the Turkish guest workers and their descendants are overwhelmingly not supporting themselves, never mind increasing German productivity. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.